This week in The Wicked Wardrobe, I have somebody who has intrigued me for a good long while now. Moped of Wrath, I believe, is your username on Reddit. Am I right? Hi, hi, hi. Welcome. Welcome to The Wicked Wardrobe. Welcome.
Hi, Wicked. Yeah, that's correct. That's my name. Moped of Wrath, yeah. Yes.
Moped of Wrath. So am I right in that it's you... /MOPED moped.
Yeah.
Like as in a motorbike?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Of Wrath with a capital W.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's everything's correct.
How on earth did that name come about? Because, I'm fascinated to know.
So, like, the moped part of the name is like, actually, and kind of a nickname when I was younger. When people are like in a conversation and they need like word fillers or they can't remember a word, they sometimes say it like I can't remember the word.
So what I did was
like in my local German dialect, there's
I'm sorry, did you say German dialect? Yeah. Are you German perchance?
I am. Yes, I actually am.
Auf Deutsch.
Genau, auf Deutsch. Yeah, but there's like, it's moped, but with a double P and it's pronounced moped.
Moped.
Yeah, and what
but
I did...
But not with the normal out over the O.
No.
Because just that would be moped.
Moped, yes. But yes. Just moped.
I know my German.
But what I did was like when I was rambling or talking to people and then I couldn't remember quite a word. I was like, moped. I just used it like that all the time. And then at some point my friend said, you're using the word quite often, that will be your nickname. So depending on what of friends I'm with, they still call me that.
So it was I don't know, or perhaps of the ilk that is, or the younger folk today, it was like, and I like, and then I like, and then, and I, and I, and I like, is, was yours the Muppet? Moped. It was
No. I just used, but when I
am
couldn't
I reading
remember,
that wrong? Sorry.
No. When I couldn't remember a word, I just said, moped. I just used it like that.
And they totally always read that looked, wrong.
They always looked funny at me, but yeah, at some point they just wrote with it and said whatever. We know what you
so
mean.
So now you're saying you are. English is not your... I was going to say Australian's not your first language.
No, Australian's not my first language, no.
So English isn't your first language. German
it is not,
clearly.
Yes.
So moped was part of a second language coping... Like, were you searching for the correct English translation, or is that what
I made an account before I made this one with like with moped with a double P, but mm-hmm. I thought it doesn't make sense because nobody would know what I meant, and then I made it like,
well,
look
for me
it,
I would have seen that and went mopped.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's what I like. After I searched, I was that's not what you mean. And then I changed it to that, and that's how I stuck with it. And the Wrath thing is, I don't know. At the same day when I created this account, I talked to a friend, and he said something that really upset me, and I got really angry.
Oh.
And because I never get angry when something happens to me, because whatever. Sure. I don't really care. But if it happens to friends, I can get really angry about it.
Oh yeah, we get all mother bear up in there. Yeah.
And he said to me, like, obviously the German equivalent, like, oh wow, I didn't know you could be that wrathful. And I thought, that is nice.
Wow.
And then I looked up what would be like the best like translation. And I still, like, I used wrath, and then I put them together with the preposition, like, of, and there you go. You have my new username.
And can I call you Wrath?
I go by Wrath, yes.
Okay, lovely. And so how do you contribute in this naughty audio space? What is it that you do? Like, I know you and I have had a couple of interactions.
We did.
But for the listeners who don't know Moped of Wrath, how do you, what do you contribute to the space? And enlighten us.
So as time of this recording, I'm only a script writer.
Hello, can I just say, you need to take that word "only" out of there, because there is no "only" in terms of script writers, because, to be honest, I would not be a VA, well, again, usually term loosely, a VA without script writers. So you're a script writer.
I'm a script writer. I write not safe for work scripts, and I post them to GWA and occasionally to Commonwealth Audible as well. Yeah.
Right. And what is, do you have writing in your background, or how did you come into this space? And well, there's two things there. Mm-hmm. How did you know about this space? Like, how did you discover this space? But then at what point did you decide you're going to contribute to this space? Because I really think that they're two quite significant moments.
The whole audio thing, I was kind of aware of it, but only on YouTube when you call ASMR. I clicked on it. But because I was curious sometime last year or even before that. But what I found was I only like the videos with trigger sounds and not really talking or like
it was narration. More sensory.
Yeah,
sensory exactly. Sounds. Yeah,
and that didn't really speak.
And sorry, can
to
I
me.
Just say at the time of recording, it is the 3rd of January 2022. So when you say last year, do you mean like 2021?
Yeah, I would say at the beginning of 2021, or maybe a bit earlier. I don't know.
Okay,
but COVID is still present, and it was last year as well. And there were a time where I needed some kind of, because we were isolating and sitting alone at home, I needed
some sort of connection?
Yeah, some kind of connection or like...
Totally.
Something emotionally connecting. And then I searched the internet and then, what this? And I was curious and clicked on my first audio, I think in April last year. And I was, because it was by somebody that the audio blew me out of the water. I didn't know this was a thing. And then I was like...
What do you mean by a thing, like an auditory response to someone's voice?
I always... Like, when I talked to people, like, offline, they were, like, they had a nice voice. They were always, like, I felt something, but I didn't really pay much attention to it. I said, whatever, yeah. And, but then when I found the audio community, I was like, I didn't know, because I didn't have any visual cues, but because normally when you talk to somebody, you, like, face-to-face, you see them, and... Only hearing a voice, like in a porn setting, did things to me, and I enjoyed it.
Wow, it strips away everything, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes. So it leaves everything to imagination. Yes.
Exactly. So you heard that, and
I was a lurker.
How long were you a sort of a listener before you decided?
Almost a year, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
I'm confusing that. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Because we are in 2022 now, it started for me in 2020. And because I started contributing in July 2021. So that means I started listening in 2020. Oh, yes.
And what prompted you to go, you know what? I reckon I can do some of that.
There's one person, like a creator, that I got into contact with. She's also German, and we got like talking to each other. We are actually pretty good friends right now. And there was a time when I said, oh, you know, I have an idea that I want to write a script. Excuse me. I wrote the script and sent it to her, and she read it and said, oh, you know, you totally should post this. And that I did. And
were you nervous when you first posted it? Were you just like...
Oh, kind of, yeah. I was.
Where did you post it? Did you post it on Script Guild? Or,
no, I didn't know Script Guild existed at that point. I posted to GWA, and I only did it because she encouraged me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm very, very grateful to her.
Sure. here we are, what, 18 months later? And yeah, but so that first script, how did it go?
It was okay, I think. Yeah. I was pretty...
Were you happy with it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I mainly write so that the fantasies I have, like, put them into writing. And if people enjoy them, I'm very happy. And if I, like, people want to record them, that makes me really happy. And everybody who leaves a comment is... It's really nice seeing... people enjoy what I write, because when I started, I thought nobody would give a damn, because I mean, I enjoy it, but who else would enjoy what I write?
Mm.
Yeah.
Since you've been contributing in the space, as opposed to when you were, I don't want to say just listening, but when you were a listener primarily, since you've been posting, has it changed what you're, what you're interested in listening to, or what you're influenced about, what your influences are in terms of the content that you write about? Has being in this space for, you know, mid last year, you know, a good few months now, 7-8 months, has that influenced the way you listen and or create?
I'm creating, or I'm writing mostly like girlfriend experience scripts, because I'm writing what I'm currently missing in my life and what I would like to have. And I'm trying to write all the different things that could happen, like in a relationship, something sweet, something spicy, and
I guess is it your way of sort of expressing your creative outlet, or but not so much your creative, but your sexual outlet, in that like this is what I'm wanting? Because for me, Rath, I need to tell you, from the get go, I was just like, oh, got all these feelings, need to do something with them. Hang on, that script says it 100%. I'm gonna do that, and that's my sort of process. I'm wondering, as a script writer, how much of you is in, and I'm doing like sound effects with my hands like now. You need to know I don't do sound effects for editing, but I'm saying you as a creator and a writer, how much of you is in the scripts that you write?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Like, is it all a creative outlet for you, or a sexual outlet for you?
There's, depending on the script, in some scripts, there are things in it that actually in some way happened to me that I put into writing. But most of my scripts are when I was in a mood and I had an idea.
Sure.
I put down like a skeleton script, and 2 days later, or even at the same day, I started to straighten it out and write a script.
Yeah.
but the whole process takes me a while, so I might change it sometimes. But yeah, mostly everything that I create is some way of expressing my sexuality. You. Yeah, and me. Yes.
Yeah, an expression of yourself. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I find that as well. Just like if I do a script fill, I need to really connect with it because it's me.
Mm.
I don't want to do a performance. I want to do me.
Exactly.
I get what you're saying.
The second part of your question, listening,
ahead.
I started, and I mainly do listen to Girlfriend Experience audios, and I don't listen to very many audios or a vast different variety of creators.
Do you have your favorites?
Yeah, I do. I listen to maybe 5 or 4, maybe.
Oh.
But sometimes like a title or text make me curious and then I click on it and listen to it. I started mainly listening, as I said before, like to Girlfriend, like Pretty Vanilla stuff.
Yep.
But sometimes when I'm really in a mood, I'm clicking on different things and trying, what does this audio do to me?
Sort of expand your horizons a little bit, maybe?
Because, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And I have that mostly when I read scripts more than I consume audios.
Really?
Yeah, because we have so many good script writers. And,
yes.
And
not
like reading,
all of them are going to get filled, so you're missing out on a whole swathe of
exactly
a whole anthology of, you know, brilliant scripts out there for the fact that they just haven't had a chance to be filled.
Mm-hmm. And there's a difference in reading a script and listening to a script filler, because for me at least, when I'm reading a script or even writing a script, everything is in my head and up to my imagination. I don't have a voice, so I imagine.
Is it like the words just fall through your arm into your fingers and either type it or write it? Is it like you're just a conduit?
No.
I feel like that. Sorry, and that's why I'm asking.
If you're asking about my writing process, I'm imagining not really a voice, but maybe a way I would like the script to be performed. You can call it like, I don't know, my ideal, maybe, but I mean, it's totally made up because it's in my head. And
it's your process.
Yeah, that's how I write. But if I'm writing reading a script by somebody else, everything is up to my imagination because I don't have a voice. But if you listen to a script fill, you have the voice of the person, the sound effects they put in, which is also nice. Otherwise, I wouldn't listen to it. It's different. And I'm reading more than I'm listening to audios. I'm maybe listening to one or two a week,
really,
if at all. Yeah.
So you're not then, I guess, engaging with the different interpretations of a particular script fill or any of it at all. If you're reading it, you've got your own interpretation. But if somebody posts a fill of it, a VA posts a fill of it, do you routinely just go, yeah, no, I'm not going to listen to it because I've read it, I'm good?
No. If there's a script that intrigues me very much and I'm reading it and I'm liking it, I will keep an eye out to fills and maybe listen to one or two of them, because I thought the script was good. And we have also so many good scriptwriters and also so many good performers. And I like the variety. If you have person A that performs the script and person B does it like a week or a couple of days later, and it sounds completely different because they have a different style and use different sound effects and like a different tone of voice. And it's just, I don't know, it every time it's something new. It's the same for my script fills. If you have, like, I have multiple script fills sometimes, and it sounds completely different, and it's just amazing. Yeah,
I'm interested. about that in that I know as a and I use this term loosely, that's my disclaimer. Other VAs were talking with somebody recently about the whole, you know, if we see a particular VA's name in the comments or someone, whether they've been tagged or they've commented themselves, it deters a certain amount of us from filling that big. Even this morning, I've actually just, I was tagged in a script offer that clearly this person knows me well enough. And actually, it was a collaborative event and they've already called the two other people. They got two out of one. They got one out of two, right? In terms of it's a 3F for M. But then I messaged them and this is no harm, no foul. This is just an awareness thing. That as a script writer, if you offer something and, you know, listeners, whoever, people tag other people in the comments. That's happened to me a handful of times. And more often than not, they know me well enough or know my content well enough to know that, you know, it's going to suit. But what they probably don't realize is I'm already having a chat with the scriptwriter and know what's coming out. But also, if I'm not connected with that scriptwriter, I then feel obligated as a VA to fill that script to a certain extent.
Oh, wow.
And
that's interesting.
Any other VAs who see my name attached to it, not like I'm a big deal or anything, just that thing shits me. But no, but I mean that.
You
just like
are.
I know. No. We're not getting into that.
Okay.
Because it's not about me. It's about you. But I remember back in the day, I didn't know who was who in the zoo. Who's who in the zoo is a thing. So if I saw the likes of, you know, some very high profile, and there were a couple of them around at the time, have already filled scripts, and there's nine other VAs that have filled the script, I was like, walked in there, it's like, yeah, I'm going to give it my flavor. Do you know what I mean? But now it's very different, and it's something that I'm quite sort of mindful of in terms of new creators, new people who moan into a mic. They've said to me, it's like, yeah, I was going to do it, but I didn't want to do it because someone tagged that person in it. And then, you know, the script writer commented and went, yeah, I can't wait for that fill. And and I kind of felt like, well, they don't want to hear my voice. They want to hear their voice.
Oh, yeah. What I do, or at least I started on doing, because somebody else did it and I saw it, I put like a little, let's say, disclaimer or a small ask at the bottom of my script that I say, please don't tag anybody in my script offer because it may be intimidating for new people.
Yes.
And please don't. If you think a certain VA could fill it, please look what their like preferred method of communication is and then make send them the link if it's like in DM or like in a suggestion form. That's what I put at the bottom of my scripts.
Well,
and it worked so far, except for once.
Okay.
And I think you were checked in this particular script, but you already recorded it because it was a repost. It was a repost.
Well,
at first, I'm going right.
Are you saying I have a particular style? Maybe.
No.
I know what script you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
And how wonderful is it that we have enough of a catalog in a way that listeners sort of identify our voices with particular scripts?
I think it's wonderful.
It's a privilege. I understand that, but I do remember being a. Well, I was never daunted because I don't know, my motivation coming into this space may have been, it's not unique, is what I'm trying to say. However, I didn't know who these, you know, these really big time VAs were. And at the same time, I'm saying the words big time VAs are coming out of my mouth. And she's like, you know what? We're all in here. We're all doing our own thing. We're all contributing to the space.
Yeah,
whether you are, you know, an editor, a VA, a script writer, a listener, a mod, we all make this space together. So really, there's an equality amongst it. However,
right.
I am very aware that there is a power dynamic, and it's something that I've been trying to address. And part of me doing this series, you've got me on a good night because I'm ready to talk the arm off a chair. in that, I feel for script writers because I don't ever feel and editors. God, editors.
No, yeah, editors don't get enough credit. Yeah,
you get nothing, and it really kind of shits me. And because this is not a professional podcast, I can say it shits me.
it does, yes.
It really does. It really does. Because without your words, what you create, I wouldn't be here. I do my own private content behind paywalls. That's something different.
Mm-hmm.
But you afford me, you as a scriptwriter, Rath, you afford me an opportunity, a creative outlet, a sexual outlet, and perhaps my lifting your words and voicing those words, they're going to speak to a listener at some point who's going to get their own outlet. Let's not think too hard on that word outlet. but do you know what I mean? I like script writers, editors, I'm all about it.
No, it's okay. Thank you. Yeah, everybody in the community that contributes to it, if it's like, as you said, it's a performer, it's a scriptwriter or an editor.
Yeah.
Without the other, it doesn't really work. A scriptwriter without anybody filling is, I mean, we write and people enjoy that as well. Like,
yeah,
erotic stories, and there's also like different platforms,
yeah,
where it's nothing but like the written word. But yeah, without the scripts, the performer, if they don't want to like improv or create their own things, can't do an audio. And some might not be very good at editing, so they seek out help from an editor.
And, exactly.
Yeah, so it's like a well-oiled machine.
It's quite a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah.
I find. Well, that's for those of us who, and I am finding this, there's a very distinct line between voice people, those of us who moan into a mic, who can improv, and those who prefer to script fill. I am of the latter, but, oh man, those people who can improv for... I can improv if I'm feeding off somebody, if I've got a bit of a, you know, call and response thing going on. I can feed off that energy, and like I got game. I know I can do that. But for those who create a fully improvised audio of, you know, 20 plus minutes. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
For me, that's a skill. That's a skill.
When I think of my writing process, like from idea to finished script.
Yeah.
Not like in writing hours, but like in time when I start and when I finish, it takes me a while. Like my...
Does it?
Yeah.
What is your sort of time frame? What, you know, what sort of energy space do you need to be in to create that sort of thing?
A single script,
I'm meaning.
I don't try to write every day. I write when I feel like it. And I don't force myself to write. When I have an idea, I normally put it like in a document in Google Docs and just leave it there until I feel like I should touch it. But sometimes there's like an idea that I really, really want to write about. And then I will like write a skeleton script, which maybe I get done in like 2 hours maybe. And then the next day I start writing, or even the same day.
You sort of start filling it out and
developing? I normally it's like I write one version of it, then I read it, and then I 90% I will rewrite it in some point, or in some way, because I'm not really liking what I did at the beginning, for example, because I write from top to bottom and I don't like write one section and then jump to another one.
It's a progressive development for you. It's not, here's an idea, here's another idea, how do I link them together?
Mm. So my last script, which was not the Halloween theme script that I wrote, it took me almost a month because I wasn't really, really happy how it worked out. And then I changed a couple of things here, then I changed a couple of things there, then I sent it to a beta reader. And they gave me great feedback, and I put that in. Then I wasn't like happy with what I did, and on another point in the script, then I changed it and I sent it to a different beta reader. Got again feedback, and yeah, it's like a back and forth. And I'm
didn't send it back to the original beta reader to see his. Can you review my changes?
Oh, I talked to them. And, you should totally do your own thing, because if I give you more feedback, it will become something that maybe is not yours.
It may heavily influence.
You're totally right. And then I polished it a bit, and then I gave it to somebody else for like a final feedback. And English is not my first language. There might be certain words that I use that there could be a better alternative for it. And I have one beta reader that helps me with that sometimes. That this would work, but if you write it like this, it sounds more natural. Oh, cool. I will totally write that down and use it on my next script. Or whenever.
There you go. And so it's interesting you say that, because for those of you who are listening, I sat down and had a chat with female friendly, and he himself is a German creator, and I will send you this. I will send you the interview that I did with him. He said, German, it's not a soft language sort of concept. Just like everything sounds like we want to go to war.
It depends. You can make everything sound harsh and aggressive if you want to, but
you think, wow, okay.
Yeah, but it depends. How your voice is. If you have like a very harsh voice and you really crank it. And you want to make it sound aggressive, then you can. And if the other person doesn't know what you're speaking about, you can like read the weather report and make it sound like you want to kill them. I don't know. but
I'm wondering if Australian accent can like make people like feel like make a script feel harsh. Do you think?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
I mean, there are certain accents that are so soft, and I don't think you can make them like sound harsh.
It's a general. You can't generalize that sort of thing. But it's just like I was saying, I know, like from the get go, if I was reading a script, I could go, mate, I could make that. I could go, hey, mate, hey.
Yeah.
I could. Australian 101.
But I think German as a language can also sound beautiful. If you like, we have poems and stuff. Aww. And if you try to like soften your voice a bit, it doesn't sound aggressive. Like as he said, like going to war. You can make
That's
it sound
really
different.
Well, thank you for that, because that's a really lovely, sort of contrast.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say one's right or the other, it's just a different interpretation, of your language, your first language.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting you should say German poetry. Side note, back to me. I used to enter, well, I studied German for a few years, and I used to enter the Goethe verse speaking competition here in my state. And I was kind of good at it, which was, but it stood me in good stead for, yeah, and there's one particular German poem that I read, and I, you know, without blowing smoke up my own ass, I won that year for my state.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And the title was Puppendoktor von Paula Demmel. Anyway, so I read that. Just like, yeah, you're right. I think every language has its nuances and its musicality.
Yes.
I think, yes. Well, so I wonder, with your creations and what you write, when you do write, and this, and forgive me if this is a really silly question,
but I'm wondering,
there are no silly questions. Oh, spoken like a true teacher. There are no silly questions. I'm wondering, when you write, do you write in your minds? In your mind, in German or in English?
Funny thing, when I wrote my first script, I first initially wrote it in German and tried to translate it at some point, but it didn't work out. I didn't like what came out of it. And then I completely started writing it in English because I said, you know, you speak decent English and you understand the English language well enough, so you can just write in English. And I didn't even know why I started writing it in German. And the process is, if I'm speaking English the whole day and then start writing a script, then I would say I'm thinking in English when I write it down, and then it all works pretty well. But if I'm like doing my day job and doing my day job, speaking obviously German, and then I come and try to write, it is sometimes
you're in a
gibberish
mindset?
Because
would that be right?
Yeah, sometimes it's gibberish because the sentence in my head is German, and I use
the
German grammar and
nuance,
write English with it, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Then it takes me. Yeah. Then I normally stop writing and maybe watch a show or listen to some music, so I can get my mind into like English mode. Let's call it that, and then I continue writing. Yes.
Gonna anglicize myself right about now.
Yeah, it's funny sometimes because when I'm for example in a voice chat with people that don't speak German, but we all speak in English, and we're talking about something that's I have a passion for and I'm really passionate about, at some point it is possible that I switch into German and I don't even realize that that happened a few times. And then because people didn't want to interrupt me, they messaged me and said, you know, you're speaking in German for the last 30 seconds, right? It was, oh no, I didn't know that, I'm so sorry.
And how I gotta tell you, I find that incredibly not going to lie, I find it incredibly sexy in a way that your brain, your inherent sort of language, because you're so passionate about obviously what the discussion is about, that you defer back to your language, your natural language, and I just think, yeah. can you record those conversations from now on? No, I mean
I have to get the consent of everybody present.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's like consent. Yeah, absolutely. But no, I mean that. I think there's something I think that's really fascinating that you get to a point in a conversation that you your natural language
It's more dominant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It dominates the whole, this is how I need to express myself because I'm so passionate at this moment right now. I don't want to have to think about language and context and syntax and structure and phrase and all of that sort of thing. I'm just like,
I don't even realize it myself if that happens. I think I would at some point, but people always said it after maybe 30 seconds or like under a minute. And then I was, I didn't really realize that, but it just happened. And wow. Yeah.
It's when your true sensibility sort of takes over. Mm-hmm. I'd love to be, I'd love to be privy to that. I think that's, and not just for the sort of sexy time of it, just the raw, real display of passion.
Mm-hmm.
And excitement and thrill and I think that's what this space gives to us. I wanted to ask you, Raz, what you write about, has it actually changed, you know, since you've begun sort of posting script offers from when you first started to now?
Every script that I put out is all like a similar theme, like girlfriend themed, but I put down lots of ideas for different things that I want to write at some point that are not really about that. Strangers to Lover things, and even I had like at some point there's a movie, Black Widow, I think, the Marvel movie. And I don't mean to spoil the movie for anybody.
Are we going to spoil?
No, I will try not to spoil it. I will not go into specifics.
Okay.
There's a scene in it at the end between Black Widow and the main villain, that can be twisted into something dark.
Okay.
And when I saw the scene, I don't know why, but in my head, a script formed that, oh, that is interesting. And I put down an idea and a bit of how the script could go. Not really. It's not then I would write something about Black Widow. I would take what happened
you've got some sort of inspiration. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or an infrastructure there. It's just like the bones of something. You've been inspired, while watching a Marvel movie.
Yeah, brilliant. It's something like non-consent stuff, which is totally left field for me because I wouldn't write that. I wouldn't sit down and say, huh, let's write
some CNC.
Yeah, I don't normally do that. And I was really surprised about myself.
Yeah?
And because I started writing and being part of the community, almost everything I'm seeing or talk with other people about that are not part of the community, actually, in my real life, I have to refrain myself from saying, oh, that could be an audio. Mm. You know, I started
it's interesting you should say that because that was actually one of my next questions was,
oh,
do people know what you do? And either yes or no, or, you know, there's a whole lot of in between. But, you know, if they do, how do they respond? But also, this is maybe a five-part question. How do they respond? But also, if they don't know or if you have to withhold it, what would the impact be? Okay, so let's go with part one. Does anybody know that you write not safe for work scripts?
From my direct like friends and family that I interact like in person, nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm part of a safer work community.
Yeah.
That I've been part of for years, and I made pretty good friends there.
Yeah.
And two of them know.
And how was the response?
They were quite interested.
Cool.
And they asked, how did you did you find it? And can you send me a link? I wanted to check that out. And I didn't know you could write scripts, because me as a person, I'm very analytical and technical.
Yeah.
And people wouldn't think that I could be creative in that way, at least when I would talk with family. So two people know what I do, and they were quite interested in it.
Cool. So received and quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Fabulous.
I mean, we all adults, and everybody watches porn at some point or consumes pornographic things in some way.
I agree, but whether people respond positively to that being exposed is another thing, right?
I think when I would think about family, my mom wouldn't like it, I think. I mean, writing, as long as I'm writing, I think she would be okay with it. Other parts of the family, I don't actually know. I think my cousin would be okay with it.
Would it have a very good relationship effect on your everyday life if people, you know, just went, hang on, what? That's a moped? Sorry, I'm joking. You know what I'm saying? I'm joking. he wrote that? Oh, what? And could you imagine, like, if one of your friends just, you know, was just randomly strolling through GWA and didn't mm-hmm. even know it was you, but, and like, and this is the thing with, I guess, with script writers, there is another layer of anonymity with the voice, not so much. But, you know, for those that you have told, would you be okay with them listening to a fill of your audios, knowing that they were, what they were saying were your words?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I mean, if they are on the subreddit and consuming content anyway, there's no judgment there. They can do that, and I think it would be flattering. I would say, if they liked it and like say, that's a good audio and I like the script, that would be awesome. But if it came like out that I write scripts,
I write naughty audio. Yeah.
I think I wouldn't get into any trouble.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe people would look at me and, okay. And some might even think, I didn't expect that from you.
You secretly hoping that some of them might go, hang on, he wrote that?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well,
there's someone in my offline life. I think if she would find out, it would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you're really piquing my, like, over-the-top, want-to-make-it-happen radar, and I'm just like, we might need to talk offline. It's just like, okay, so who is she? And no, but I get it in terms of, you know, your exposure and there's a certain amount of anonymity that we have amongst this space. But if there are people that know and you're comfortable and there's not a real sort of significant negative impact on what you're doing. I've said in a previous chat, told my dad. My dad's like, yeah, high five. Probably couldn't tell my mom. Awesome. My mom's a whole other, you know, bag of cats, that one. But yeah, so I think it's a little intriguing that perhaps there's somebody in your life who may interpret you or respond to you differently.
I know her all my life. Mm-hmm. I grew basically up with her.
I'm not trying to matchmake or anything. I just
No. That ship has sailed long ago. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think.
But just the comfort level in being able to disclose to your friends, family, or your.
Yeah,
I find that always interesting.
I thought in my head if I should tell.
Yeah.
My family about it, but I said, what I do alone at home, nobody really needs to know.
Sure. That's you. You do you.
If the topic comes up, then maybe, but I won't go. Like on the next family gathering, everybody talks about the weather and people.
What you been up to? Well.
Yeah, I started writing porn last year. Do you want links to read it?
Here's my card.
Let me know what let me know what you think in the comments down below.
Uncle Udo, thanks. No, I get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying. But look, Rath, I'm absolutely enamored with you and what you create. And for those of you who are listening, I happened upon the lovely, I'm going to say it now, Moped instead of Moped. Because I'm using it all out, because I know a little bit of German. My bit of Rath through a collaboration that we were involved with. What was it?
Kidnapped by the coyotes.
Yes.
But I didn't write it myself.
I know that was a collaborative. Yeah, it was a beautiful collaborative process. And actually, it's not something that I've seen very often. Writers collaborate.
Oh, it was very difficult. To actually write it, because I wanted, I don't know if the other two wanted it as well, but wanted to write it together at the same time, preferably, because we could bounce off ideas.
Let's do a roundtable.
Just not write and then, exactly.
Yeah.
Not just write and then the other person adds to that.
Yeah.
But the problem is that we are all in different time zones.
So
we had to try and figure out when to meet. So it was mainly on a weekend. And because of that, it took some time.
Sure. Well, the fact that there was a Discord server was set up for five, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five individual groups to record this one epic, amazing, written by three incredible writers project. I was part of one group. I'm kind of part of a second group where, stand by.
Yeah,
I know two of them have been. Yes. Yeah, yeah. I was part of group one that, got launched. And I met people there that I would never have met. So thank you for what you created together with the two other writers, I will put it in the notes of this.
I can say the names if you would like.
Oh yeah, absolutely, go for it. Yeah,
it's
100%.
Reddit user Tulia1989, she goes by Sunset, and the other one is Talk Dirty to You, she goes by Titty. Both are amazing writers, and I'm very happy that I met them. They're very talented.
Wow. And actually, I almost kind of wonder, I'm coming off the back of a sort of a major collab, the Four Horsemen, and in terms of talking with the creators behind the VAs, and I feel like I said to one of them, it's like, I want to kind of run my own Comic-Con type things, but can I call it Comic-Con? Is that weird?
I think it's a great name. Yeah,
and then it's like, who the fuck am I to run something like that, you know? And this is why the Get In My Ears is not a professional podcast. It's just have a chat.
Let's have a nice chat with a cup of tea.
There we go. Well, like you might have had tea. Clearly, I've had wine.
I had coffee.
It's getting in my veins. Yeah. Hereth, you have been quite delightful here in the Wicked Wardrobe. And can I just say, at any point, if you would decide to record, I would very happily put you in my ears because you have a beautiful voice, a depth of voice that I find very comforting, very alluring. And I'm really grateful for what you contribute to this space. And I'm hoping that, you know, shout out to the script writers in this space. It's a big reason why I'm doing this, to just, you know, it's not all about the VAs. As much as I love the VAs, don't get me wrong. but I just, you know, it takes a village is one of my sort of mottos in life, to be honest. It really does take a village. And so, Wrath, thank you for joining me here in the Wicked Wardrobe today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I look forward to seeing you in the wild.
Thank you.